northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then partly sunny, upper 80s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms, and Saturday, sunny skies in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 81.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The White House top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the U.S. and China trade deal is in fine shape. He says that China is continuing to buy U.S. goods, particularly commodities, under the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. The purchases are happening despite tensions over Hong Kong and other issues between the two nations. Kudlow denied that deteriorating ties between the two countries on the other issues would lead to the trade deal being scrapped. He said one of the areas we're engaged in is trade. He said top U.S. and Chinese officials will meet for a routine video conference on Saturday to assess the implementation of the Phase 1 agreement. 6 months into an advance, he says things are fine right now. Kudlow is the director of the White House National Economic Council and said the evidence shows they've stepped up and purchased substantially. Now, despite what Kudlow says, really good numbers are, China remains far short of the overall purchasing target for 2020. The U.S. exported $7.2 billion in agriculture goods to China in the first half of this year, far below the $36.5 billion they agreed to under the trade deal. Well, U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Division announcing a 30-day extension to the hours of service exemption for livestock and feed haulers. National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's pleased with that decision. The Executive Director of Government Affairs, Allison Rivera, says livestock haulers are crucial to keeping beef moving through the supply chain and on grocery store shelves. She said wants to thank DOT and the FMSCA for extending the exemption and giving a crucial relief to this critical infrastructure. But she says, well, this is a definite win for the industry. More still needs to be done. She said NCBA will continue to work with the Trump administration and Congress to find a permanent fix for the hour of service regulations. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Many individuals are still struggling to receive their Kansas unemployment benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic, but according to the Kansas Department of Labor, they promised to take action and clean up the backlogs within the next 90 days.
From what I can see, that the department is heading in the right direction. They have brought in some outside help. They brought in new leadership. They need to go back and verify those questions, maybe clarify the questions a little bit more, and they're hoping that that will take care of about half of those 25,000 fairly quickly.
That was State Representative Kyle Hoffman on KWCH News. As roughly 25,000 Kansans wait for unemployment benefits in the state, and a majority of the unemployment backlog is made up of the Kansans in the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. In other news, the latest Survey USA poll that was released yesterday shows that Congressman Roger Marshall is leading with a 2-point margin over Democrat challenger Barbara Bollier in the U.S. Senate race with a 46-44% vote, respectively. Mid-America Network News.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Police have made an arrest in the death of a Topeka woman who was killed by a stray bullet as she stood in her front yard. The shooting happened in the late night of August 5th as 62-year-old Jerry Lynn Ross was in her yard. The Capital Journal reports that 29-year-old Tony Reese Dante Baird was arrested late Tuesday. He faces charges of first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and the reckless criminal discharge of a firearm at an occupied vehicle. Police say Ross was an innocent bystander caught in the crossfire of people shooting at each other. Ross's family says she was a real estate and property manager who owned and operated homes by Ross in Topeka. And Republicans are likely to stress Kansas Representative Roger Marshall's service on the House Agriculture Committee as he runs for the U.S. Senate. He sometimes calls himself the only candidate who can sort heifers from steers. The two-term congressman from western and central Kansas is treating his agriculture background as a major asset in the race against Democrat nominee Barbara Bollier. They're both doctors, but she grew up in Kansas City suburbs while he started life on a farm outside of El Dorado. Pat Roberts is the Senate Agriculture Committee chair. Mid-America Network News.
We're here today with Chuck Swarzyk with the Farmers Cooperative Energy Sales Specialist. Chuck, why should they use Senex Ruby Fieldmaster?
Well, one of the benefits of the Ruby Fieldmaster is with the additive package, you get quicker starts, improved fuel efficiency, prevention of algae growth in the bottoms of your tank. So contact any of our Farmers Cooperative locations for more details.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has banned the Chinese app TikTok on state government phones, citing security concerns. Ricketts announced the ban yesterday, days after President Donald Trump ordered a sweeping ban on dealings with the app's Chinese owners. Ricketts said Nebraska's ban is intended to protect the state against cyber attacks. Military retirees who live in Nebraska will get a tax cut starting in 2022 under a bill slated to become state law. Lawmakers gave the measure final approval yesterday and sent it to Governor Pete Ricketts, who proposed it at the start of this year's session. The bill would exempt half of a military retiree's benefits from Nebraska state taxes. Senator Tom Brewer, who sponsored the bill, said the measure will help Nebraska attract and retain military service members after they retire. I'm Rick Averett, and that is a look at your Thursday Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited financing on Sporting Sorento, Optima, Solent, Sneer, New Canada with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers with new credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Another positive COVID case was reported in Marshall County. Department Administrator Sue Rhodes talks about the current stats.
Currently in Marshall County, our COVID update is positive cases 12, active cases 3, recovered cases 9, hospitalized 0, death 0, negative cases 587, pending cases 3.
Rhodes also talked about a way to help in preventing COVID called the three C's.
Number one, closed spaces with poor ventilation. Number two, crowded places with many people nearby. And number three, close contact settings such as close range conversations.
As we approach the school year, Rhodes says it's even more important to take precautions.
Now that school is starting, social events will start to happen more often. We really feel that if we look at these three C's as being very important, because the risk of occurrence of clusters is particularly high when the three C's overlap. When we are in those closed spaces, crowded places, close contact setting, we want to decrease that by using these three C's.
The Marshall County Health Department is hosting a back-to-school immunization clinic at the Frankfort City Hall today from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information can be found on their website, marshallcohealth.org. With school beginning around the area next week, schools are gearing up for what will be a different than normal year. All eight superintendents of our area school districts will be on this weekend's public affairs program answering a wider range of questions regarding the upcoming school year. All of the superintendents encourage anyone wanting or needing information about procedures or guidelines to this school year to either call their individual district offices or check the school's website. And the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival is this weekend. The fun starts Friday with a petting zoo, pony rides, and kitty carnival starting at 6, and a glow run and fireworks at 9. Saturday activities include the truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, helicopter rides, frog jump, cornhole tournament, a kids tractor pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. Co-ed softball and volleyball games will be featured with concessions and a beer garden and food trucks all weekend. No barbecue or entertainment this year due to COVID. The full schedule is now online on Facebook. Melba Coffey, age 96, passed away June 21st. Memorial service will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Frankfort United Methodist Church with a private graveside service to follow. Mass and social distancing is requested for those attending the funeral. The service will be broadcast live on Kinsley Mortuary's Facebook page, who is in charge of the arrangements for Melba Coffey. Terry N. Taylor, age 80, of Washington, passed away August 6th. Funeral service will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial at the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation will be held Thursday from 1 to 8 at Ward Funeral Home in Washington, who is in charge of the arrangements for Terry Taylor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we have what we call a short wave that could bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms for today. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see dry weather for tonight into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system. They'll be moving across the area as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. A cold front bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. And behind the system, definitely going to see some cooler temperatures early parts of next week. So across the area, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 60s. For Saturday, sunny, upper 80s, and Sunday, chance of storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Blackberries can add a tangy sweetness to everything from salads to barbecue sauce. We will share some advice on harvesting the berry of the month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 13th, the 226th day of the year. Old West sharpshooter Annie Oakley was born on this day, and Walt Disney's film Bambi premiered on this night in 1942. Brambles and bushes are filled with ripening blackberries about now in much of the country. Here's a few things to know before filling a basket or bucket. Blackberries won't ripen once they've been picked, so only harvest those that have turned from red to black. Don't harvest more than you'll use quickly. They rarely last more than a day or two. And never pick wet blackberries, which are especially prone to mold. Fresh berries may be extra fragile, but the flavor is worth it. There's a little comparison to supermarket varieties, which are bred for durability over flavor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. So it was announced that K-State and KU, the Big 12, will play on schedule. And in moving forward with the fall sports season, the conference has also released its revised 2020 conference football schedule. Each team will have a minimum of two bye dates and potentially a third bye late in the season. The 9-plus-1 scheduling model features a September 26 start date for conference play. The Big 12 championship game is set for December 12th.
And now Christian Colon. And a slider's hit on the ground. Franco, they're going to try and turn it, and it is in time to end the game.
The Kansas City Royals preserving a pulsating 5-4 win over the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark yesterday. It's the Royals' fifth victory in six games. They'll take on the Minnesota Twins Friday, first pitch at 7:05 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
With the announcement of the Big 12 Conference moving forward yesterday, that came one day after the Pac-12 and Big 10 conferences postponed their fall seasons over concerns surrounding the coronavirus. Clayton Neville's following the story.
The Big 12 Board of Directors believes sports can be held safely and in the best interest of players and coaches. A relief for the conference's college towns who make big money on home football games. But with smaller crowds, economist Ray Perryman says restaurants and fan shops will still likely take a hit.
We certainly have some benefit to these communities, but nothing like what they're accustomed to seeing.
As part of its enhanced safety plan, the Big 12 increasing COVID-19 testing to three times a week for its football, volleyball, and soccer programs. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
In golf, the Masters will be on mute this year. The club has decided there will be no spectators at Augusta National when the rescheduled tournament is played in November. That means all three majors in this year of COVID-19 will not have fans. Mid-America Network Sports.
From garden to gallery,
handmade gourd creations by Nancy Overmeyer, will be featured during the month of August. On Thursdays, 4 until 6, Saturdays, 10 to 4, and Sundays, 1 to 4, at the Arts Center in Marysville. Admission is free. From Garden to Gallery, Handmade Gourd Creations, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Is it a flower or a weed? Do I keep it or pull it? These are common questions I hear from gardeners. Fortunately, there are some tools to help you with their identification. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a visit to the library and check out a few weed ID books to see which ones work best for you. Here are a few of my favorites. The National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Wildflowers of North America by David Brandenburg includes images and help with weed identification. Cornell University's Weeds of the Northeast includes a key for identification and excellent pictures of weeds from seed through flowering. It also includes many weeds found throughout the U.S., not just in the Northeast. Or check out some of the online resources. Start with university weed identification sites, such as those at Michigan State University, the University of Missouri, and New Mexico State University. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
This weekend, come and join the 51st Annual Baby Milo Festival. There's something for everyone. Petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival. Softball and sand volleyball tournaments. A glow run. Truck show, frog jumping, and grease pig contest. Kids bike races, helicopter rides. Of course, Milo and corn exhibits, and much, much more. So grab the family and head to Beatty this weekend for the 51st Annual Beatty Milo Festival.
Today, Little remains a Fort Buford, just inside North Dakota's border with Montana. Yet it was one of the most important military outposts in the last half of the 19th century. We recount some of its famous history on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313, or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
When Lewis and Clark passed the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers in 1805 and again in 1806, they noted that the spot might become an important trading and military position. A little over two decades later, their prediction was right.
Fort Union was located here at the confluence. It was established around 1828, and they employed numerous people to go out and get those furs.
Gina Hesser says Fort Union and other competing forts sprang up here in the 1820s, 30s, and 40s as trappers and tribes traded furs. But as the amount of furs coming in dwindled and the number of new settlers passing increased, it gave rise to the military's Fort Buford.
Settlers were also coming west, so the American government felt that they had to protect these people. And as Euro-Americans were encroaching on Native American territory, there's obviously going to be some tensions because you've got the land dispute.
Today, the fort sits on the border of North Dakota and Montana, an area that during the 1860s was home to a variety of tribes. and some of those tribes clashed with the military.
Sitting Bull was the last holdout. He fought very long and very brave fight, and when his followers were starving, he made the decision and came south out of Canada. And in July of 1881, he asked his young 11-year-old son, gave him his Winchester rifle, and his son gave it to Major Brotherton. And with that, he gave this rather eloquent speech. He wanted it to be known that he was the last of his tribe to surrender.
Besides Sitting Bull, Red Cloud and Chief Joseph also passed through Fort Buford as they surrendered to the U.S. military. Part of that fort remains in view of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers, where Lewis and Clark passed and so many trappers came to trade their furs. Traveling the countryside near Williston, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
The Wilhelm Auction Service will be conducting a public auction for the Eileen Ricker Estate at 1500 Community Drive in Seneca at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Items to include a 2009 Buick Enclave, household items and appliances, collectibles and tools. Sale bill posted on KansasAuctions.net. That's Sunday at 10 a.m. at 1500 Community Drive in Seneca. Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Benefit wildlife habitat and your livestock by burning the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Patchburn grazing is an alternative intensive grazing system as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Set a part of your pasture on fire and be amazed at what happens. Patchburn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land. Chris Helzer is the director of science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious, and they don't have to stick their noses in old vegetation to get to it. One of the benefits of patchburn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patchburn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Hilzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year. And if it seems like you need to burn more or less, you can do that. Or if you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with fast burn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patch burn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sing, dance like no one is watching, and sing like no one is listening. When I hear it, it makes me feel free to be who I am and not worry so much about what others think. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So how about the saying, give like no one is watching? Okay, it's not really a saying, but I think it'd make a good one. The Bible talks about this and says we should give to others to honor God. We don't give to be honored by others. In fact, it goes so far to say we should give in secret. In other words, true generosity doesn't need any attention or recognition. It's natural to want to take some recognition for your good deeds. But next time you make a gift of your time, talent, or treasure, make it anonymous and don't take credit. Experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from keeping it between you and God. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
A new resource for rural communities trying to curb drug abuse. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
It's called the Rural Community Toolbox, and it's the latest effort by the federal government to address the drug problem in rural America. Jim Carroll is director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
We brought together 16 federal departments and agencies specifically for rural America. And it's all sorts of assessments in there, data, background information, as well as recommended action steps to address addiction in their community. And it's really sort of a lessons learned.
Carroll says the Rural Community Toolbox is an online information resource for funding and tools to build healthy, drug-free rural communities.
Such things as healthcare availability in the communities, transportation, treatment facilities, where there's a shortage of professionals designed to help individuals, as well as sort of understand some of the solutions where we know in parts of rural America, there has been economic hardship, and especially with some of the local health issues that are going on now.
Carroll says rural input helped the feds create this resource.
We didn't do this in isolation here in D.C. We did this with our rural partners to make sure it's actually going to be useful.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Thursday. Sam Spankley through our latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's Gary Crawford says if you do receive the unsolicited seeds from China, here is what to do with them.
If you are among the thousands of Americans who have received packets of seeds shipped to you from China, seeds you didn't order, what should you do with them? Well, officials say one thing you should not do with them is plant them. They could be invasive species that we don't have here. They might carry pests or diseases that could harm U.S. agriculture or the environment. Beyond not planting those seeds,
I think the most important thing is to report unsolicited seeds to the USDA.
And send those seeds to the USDA. This from Osama L. Lissy with the Ag Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS for short. He says the thing to do is to go online to this website. Here we go, aphis.usda.gov. That's APHIS, A-P-H-I-S, .usda.gov. You'll find instructions there on how to report those seeds, and you'll find
also a list of locations where they can send these seed shipments so our botanists and pathologists can evaluate them.
Again, that website, aphis.usda.gov.
In other news, the White House top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. and China trade deal is in, quote, fine shape, as he notes that China is continuing to buy U.S. goods, particularly commodities, under the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. Reuters says the purchases are happening despite tensions over Hong Kong and other issues between the two nations. Kudlow denied the deteriorating ties between the two countries on other issues that would lead to the trade deal being scraped. Top U.S. and Chinese officials will meet for a routine visit video conference this Saturday to assess the implementation of the agreement. The deal diffused a trade war that impacted both of the nations as well as the global economy. China remains far short of its overall purchasing target for 2020. The U.S. exported $7.2 billion in ag goods to China for the first half. That's far below to what they agreed to under the deal. Mid-America Ag Network News.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyAtFord.com. On the sale, on select in-stock vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Group SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO987, MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000, Ford rebate 5,000, sale price 43135. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. Model qualified, all Ford rebates to dealer. Office cannot be combined and expire.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau seeking nominations for the 2021 Farm Dog of the Year. Michael Clement shares how the contest recognizes farmers and ranchers' companions and provides the public a look at agriculture.
The Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest by the American Farm Bureau Federation and Purina promotes the important role of dogs in agriculture. Terry Moore, AFBF Vice President of Communications, says this is the third year of the contest.
It's really a fun way to highlight the important role of dogs on farms and ranches. The idea is to celebrate farm dogs that work alongside the farmers and ranchers. And the criteria are they should be helpful, playful, obedient, and good companions. The grand prize winner gets $5,000 and a year's supply of dog food from Purina. And then we'll have four regional runners up who each get $1,000.
The competition includes the People's Choice Pump Award, an online social media version of the contest.
So we take the top 10 contestants in the farm dog competition and profile them on our social media channels and give anyone and everyone the chance to vote. And the winner gets bragging rights, which are important, and $50. The interesting thing is, last year, we had more than 100,000 votes. What a great way to connect the general public to the role of dogs on farms.
Partnering with Purina, the contest connects agriculture with consumers.
Less than 2% of the population now has a direct connection to agriculture, and we've never had higher interest in the food supply and where food comes from, thanks to COVID. And for those who love animals, they come upon this. They see both how farmers and ranchers love their pets, but get to learn a little bit about agriculture in the process.
The deadline for nominations is August 20th. Submit nominations online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you today. And if you are a buyer of the crop insurance, listen carefully because the U.S. Department of Agriculture is making some changes. And I'll share them with you after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178. Or you can check out flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Crop insurance has become an important risk management tool for agricultural producers in North America. And a release a few days ago from the U.S. Department of Agriculture announcing it will authorize approved insurance providers, we call them AIPs, to extend deadlines for premium and administrative fee payments, to defer the resulting interest accrual, and allow other flexibilities to help farmers, ranchers, and insurance providers because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said, and I quote, USDA recognizes farmers and ranchers have been severely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic this year, and to help ease the burden on these folks, we are continuing to extend flexibility for producers. The secretary said the flexibilities we've announced today support health and safety while also ensuring the federal crop insurance program continues to serve as a vital risk management tool. So specifically, USDA is authorizing the approved insurance providers to provide policyholders additional time to pay premium and administrative fees and to waive accrual of interest to the earlier of 60 days and their scheduled payment due date or the termination date on policies with premium billing dates between August 1st and September 30th. And in addition, the USDA is authorizing providers to provide up to an additional 60 days for policyholders to make payment and to waive additional interest for written payment agreements due between August 1st and September 30th. There are many other provisions that were announced by the Secretary of Agriculture, all designed to help you if you are a user of crop insurance. And I don't think there are too many farmers today who do not use that as an important risk management tool. So as long as the impact of COVID-19 is affecting agricultural producers, apparently the department is going to do everything it can to keep the risk management capabilities of crop insurance. So you might check with your insurance agent or whoever your provider is of crop insurance to see what will apply to your policy. That's my advice for today, and that's National Farm Report brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Imagine the destruction 5 minutes of hail could do to your crop. Don't wait until it's too late. Secure your crop hail coverage now. This is Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a complete line of crop hail products that cover for hail, green snap, or wind coverage on corn, and wind coverage on wheat. Get in touch with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for for the peace of mind you get with the right crop hail policy.
Hydrogen sulfide is a toxic gas released from liquid manure storage systems. Stay safe when you're agitating manure on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Many odorous gases come from animal manure, and some can be deadly. One of those is hydrogen sulfide, a toxic gas that is released during manure agitation on swine and dairy farms. Kevin Yanni is a professor and extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says hydrogen sulfide is a natural byproduct of the anaerobic breakdown of animal manures.
Some of that will emit into the air a little bit, depending upon the manure storage system. But when you agitate manure pits for preparing to remove the manure, the hydrogen sulfide that's been accumulating in there will get released, and you can have high concentrations that are dangerous to animals and people.
The gas is heavier than air, so it tends to stay close to the ground and collect in low spots if not dispersed by other means. It smells like rotten eggs, and exposure to hydrogen sulfide, even at low concentrations, can have serious health impacts. At high concentrations, exposure to the gas can cause nearly instant death. There are ways to stay safe, including gas monitors to alert you of hydrogen sulfide.
The ideal recommendation is to have no animals in there. The real practice is probably not that case. I mean, recommendation is to have the ventilation operated at maximum capacity and then again work with the monitors.
Surface agitation causes more turbulence and increases the release of the gas, so always keep the agitator below the surface. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about manure agitation and hydrogen sulfide at agriculture.com.
The 51st annual Beatty Milo Festival is this weekend. Your invitation from United Bank and Trust, Landall Corporation, JD Construction, and Wanklin Oil. Don't miss the fun beginning Friday with a petting zoo, pony rides, kitty carnival, glow run, and fireworks. Saturday, the truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids activities, plus co-ed softball and volleyball games with concessions and a beer garden and food trucks all weekend. No barbecue or entertainment this year due to COVID-19. The Beatty Milo Festival, sponsored by United Bank and Trust, ag business, personal banking, banking for your way of life, United Bank and Trust, Landall Corporation, proud to continue serving the community, always seeking quality team members. Find them on Facebook at Landall Jobs. JD Construction, ag, commercial, or residential building construction and remodeling. JD Construction, now located in Beatty. And Wanklin Oil, calls for propane and fuel delivery since 1929, Wanklin Oil.
Good Thursday and good afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Stack, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point, we are still seeing a mostly higher day all across the ag commodity boards with the livestock, the grains. The energy markets are still mostly flat today, but we'll start with livestock as August live cattle back up 82 cents, sitting at 107.17. October's up 77, selling at $110.35. Feeder cattle mostly higher as well. August feeders to 145.82. That's up 50. September up 20 cents to 148.17, and the lean hogs still higher. August hogs to 53.22, that's up 32 cents, and October up 50 cents, selling at 52.10.
Higher in the corn complex as September corn now up 9 at 3.23 3/4. December's up 9 3/4 to 3.36 3/4, and similar gains beyond. Chicago, spring Kansas City wheat all higher today, including September Kansas City wheat now up a nickel to 4.22 3/4. December to 4.33 1/4. That's up 4 1/4 cents. A huge jump for the soybeans today, with August beans back up 16 3/4 to 9.07 1/4. September also a big jump, currently up 15 1/2 to 8.96 a bushel. Soybean meal with a large jump as well. September meal up 7.60 to 2.91 1/8. However, the oil is a bit lower. September soy oil dropping 21 points to 31.35. Cotton also a bit stronger today, with December up 77 points to 62.97. Energy markets are mixed to slightly lower, with crude oil down 30 cents to 42.37 a barrel. Unleaded gas drops a penny to 123 a gallon. Heating oil back to 124. That's also down a cent. And natural gas right now fractionally lower for the month of September at 2.15. Into the metals, we see September silver back up to $26.86 an ounce. That's up 88 cents on the day. August gold's up 6.50 to 19.41.40. And the dollar index still a bit weaker, down 28 points. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the MidAmerica Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.